Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. This will be our final episode for the year 2021. I want to introduce to you the prophecy for the new year. Now, the first thing the Lord has told me is this is a season of God's glory. And that's what the Holy Spirit has been declaring, this to be the season of God's glory. This is also a season of destiny for the body of Christ. When we say this is a season of glory, we have to understand that the glory is like a two-edged sword. It comes in and blesses the people of God. But for those who are against God and God's plan and God's destiny, for those who attempt to stop God's people from doing what God has called them to do, it can be a horrifying time. And that's what we're looking at right here for not only now, but in the days to come, to expect God to do something highly unusual by His Spirit. Now, we know that in the world right now, we've been dealing with virus situation. In America, we've dealt with election craziness going on. We've dealt with the Maxwell trial. So there's been a lot going on that involves political people, involves the people of America, people of the world. And there's been a lot of confusion. We've had vaccine mandates and things of that nature. And God has had me tell you all before that everything with the vaccine, the virus, all of that is a smokescreen. So what's coming out now is what's really behind all of that. So that's coming. There are some trials in the work. There are investigations that have been going on. So knowing that the things that have been keeping people in turmoil are all coming to a head in 2022. Answers are coming forth in 2022. When God's glory shows up, it's God Himself coming to correct the situation. So that's what we're seeing. God is coming forth because of the answer to His people's prayers, and He's heard us. He has heard our prayers, and He is coming down Himself to deal with some things. And that's what the glory is. It's God. It's the essence of God walking amongst men and doing the impossible, the unusual, extraordinary. And that's what we're about to see. As I mentioned, it's a two-edged sword. There'll be a blessing on one side and a curse on the other. And we're about to see this happen in our nation, not only in government. We'll see it in business. We'll see it in the church. We'll see it in families. So brace yourself. Make sure you're on the right side of God. And make sure that you're keeping your heart pure, meaning there's going to be a lot of distraction, a lot of things going on. So it's important for you to know that the glory is coming for a specific purpose for God's people. This is the season of destiny. That's what God has stressed so clearly. And because the enemy has been doing everything to block us from walking into destiny, the glory is showing up to help us get there. It's going to eradicate anything that is in our way. So make sure you're not in the way, because the glory is here to propel us into destiny. To get us there, God is saying He has to show Himself strong. He's about to scatter the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He's going to put down the mighty and those who think they're mighty. And He's going to raise up those of a low degree. He's going to raise up those who may not be otherwise qualified other than the fact that God has anointed and appointed them. The biggest thing is, it's time to get serious with God. The devil's not going to just sit by idly. He's going to try to retaliate. So just to know, he's going to be pulling some stunts to make people think he has the power to destroy human lives. And God says no. God is about to pull a plug on the enemy's plans. And as he said, all of this world system that's going on, the threats of the virus, the vaccine, it's a smokescreen. And he says they have no power to execute their plan. And God is about to prove it to the entire world. And that's a prophecy he gave me back in September. But his advice to all his people is to walk away from sin, walk away from perversion of all kinds, and from self-aggrandizement and from religion. It's time to get real with God. Get serious with Him. Seek God. Seek His kingdom plan for your lives. And seek His way of operating, and you'll be safe, and you'll also prosper in His kingdom while the rest of the world is suffering, because it's coming. It's coming, and it's coming quickly here. And there are things going on now. As I said, there are investigations and things going on that have not hit our news media, but it is coming. Now, God is also warning us to be careful of the words of your mouth. Be careful not to mock or criticize people and things you don't understand. Okay, that's a biggie. Because in America, we like to talk. We like to talk whatever we hear somebody else is speaking, whether or not it's true. And we have a tendency to think we have a freedom of speech. We're free to speak whatever we want. But in this time of God's glory, you will have what you say about others. So make sure you don't criticize or mock things you don't understand. Also, stay out of strife, jealousy, and envy. All of these things will cause you to suffer when the glory comes through. The devil needs your words to destroy your destiny, so remember that. Only speak what God is telling you to speak. Only do what he tells you to do, and you'll be safe in this time and seasons that come. Now, one of the things the Lord had me tell people back at the end of September, he says, my sheep hear my voice. If you hear his voice, follow him, and follow him only. He says, hear my voice, answer me with obedience, for I am your only hope in the days to come. For the enemy has a plan against this land and its people. It's important not to fear, but to hear my voice, obey my voice, then watch me work. For I alone am your keeper. I will protect you and provide for those who will hear and obey my voice in the time of trouble. Seek me now, inquire of me now, for I have great and mighty things to reveal to you. I love you and do not wish you to be destroyed. Seek me early and earnestly, and I will reveal my plan to destroy your enemies, says God, your Father, your only hope and protector. And these are some of the words that God has been speaking over the last few weeks and months to get us prepared for what's coming in 2022. And it's important to understand that God is planting trees of righteousness, and he's determined that righteousness will prevail in the earth, that by his glory, truth shall prevail as well. And what we've had to deal with for the last couple of years, even more than that, even for decades, but it's escalated in the last couple of years with everything that's been going on politically and with the pandemic and all. We've seen an uprising of deception, of lies, and mandates to try to get control over the people. And God is saying, let my people go so that they can serve me. So that spirit of Pharaoh is going to be finally put down, and it's going to be horrific. Some people are going to drop dead before us. Some people are going to be stricken while they're coming after God's people. Some people will repent and turn around. And so just know that this is God moving by his spirit, the spirit of truth. And it's kind of like a truth seer that's going to be going through the earth and unleashing things that have been held back, uncovering things that have been hidden all this time. Whatever's been done in the darkness is going to be revealed by the light of God as his glory comes, because that is his light. As Isaiah 60 says, you know, the earth is dark, the people are in a gross darkness, but the light of God has arisen on his people, and that's exactly what has happened. So this is going to be a great year. I'm excited about it, but at the same time, it's going to be greatness achieved during chaos. So the biggest part is going to be focusing on what God has told you to do, staying focused and not looking to the left or right, but looking straight ahead what God told you and kind of blocking out everything, because they're going to be falling. They're going to be falling. Like Psalm 91 says, 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. However they fall, they won't come near you if you're being led by him and if you abide in his word. So that's what you want to do, so that when they start falling, you're not caught up in it, but you're somewhere safe and you're prospering where God has placed you. Now, here's what the Lord told me to expect for the year 2022. And this is the official prophecy that he gave me to release back on December 16th. And I have a copy of this in written form on our letstalkprophecy.com site. But this is something I received, and it's called Promises for God's Anointed Will Be Fulfilled in 2022. And I read it as I posted it. This prophecy came to me in parts over the past month. But the entirety of what the Lord wanted me to share was recently downloaded by the Spirit. As a prophet of God, I must speak what the Lord has shown me, for we cannot but speak the things we have seen and heard. And that's Acts 4:20. Therefore, that which I have heard and seen, I declare to you in the name of Jesus. In early November 2021, the Lord began describing the year 2022 with these words, beauty for ashes. As it reads in Isaiah 61:3, God will comfort all who mourn in Zion, giving them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they, Zion, might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, this entire chapter of Isaiah 61 describes what we can expect to see in the earth from now on. And through, we're talking throughout 2022 and beyond. Now, this is what I saw. In the realm of the Spirit, I've seen the manifestation of Isaiah 61 in its entirety. The Spirit of the Lord is indeed upon his anointed people, not to preach as others have done. But I saw much demonstration of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 2022, we can expect to see signs, wonders, and miracles seemingly unprovoked, lucid, flowing at the will of the Father on behalf of His anointed. Broken hearts will be healed, captives set free, blind eyes will be opened both in the spirit and in the natural. It will be the Spirit of God hovering over the planet, having free course to reign upon every nation upon the earth. Now, this is a twofold story unveiling in the realm of the Spirit. There will be rejoicing and praising among some, and agony and suffering for others. This is the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who have mourned in prayer and agony to Him. God has heard, and God has moved on their behalf. Even now, He is dealing with the tyrants and overlords who have injured God's people. God is avenging them speedily, not only in this season, but in the seasons to come, until Jesus returns. While God executes justice for the oppressed, He will make their oppressors pay damages, excessive damages, even pay with their lives for how they touched His anointed. God will recompense His people speedily in this season, rewarding them double for their trouble. God is planting trees of righteousness in the earth, but there must be an uprooting of that which is unrighteous first. As the Lord told Jeremiah, "Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." That's 1st chapter Jeremiah verses 9 and 10. As Jesus said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up." And that's Matthew 15:13. This is where we are in the earth. God is uprooting everything that He has not planted. I also saw the wealth transfer taking place while many things were chaotically being uprooted. Wealth is being transferred even now. It is happening in the spirit. The angels of the Lord are draining the depositories of the wicked. That wealth is coming, and it is appointed for those who are willing to operate God's kingdom plan in this earth. God also desires to raise up the poor and downtrodden. He desires to raise up the desolate places, making them like the Garden of Eden. He wants righteousness to flourish in the earth, and so it shall. But first, sin and unrighteousness must be expelled from the earth. Oh, it shall not go entirely, for men who love darkness will remain in the dark, yet the darkness shall not prevail. This is God's kingdom's finest hour. I, the true and living God, will do this by my power. There is no God besides me. None can stand before me. I am Almighty, now and forever, world without end. Amen. And that's the end of the prophecy. And the scripture that also went with that was Isaiah 61:11. It says, "For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, as the garden causes the things that are grown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations." And that is what God is saying for the year 2022. So for us who are believers, it's time to get serious with God. Pull out the plans He spoke to you, pull out the promises He gave to you, and stand on them firmly. Don't waver to the left or the right. Just look straight ahead and realize that God is doing something in our midst that we've never seen before. We're going to see things that have never been done before. And as the Lord put it in my heart, that there would be unlimited possibilities in 2022. Unlimited possibilities in 2022. So how do we proceed in prayer for the days to come? Stand on Psalm 91. And know that you have to dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under His shadow. God has to be your refuge. He has to be your fortress. He has to be the one that you're trusting in this hour if you want to make it through to your destiny. There's not an option anymore of just doing whatever you want to do. And understanding, you know, that people are going to be falling. As I said before, 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come near you if you are along the path where God told you to be. Because God is there. God is with you. So you're going to have to understand that you have to make sure that you're aligned perfectly with God. You don't have to be perfect, but just be in the place with a heart willing to obey and do whatever He says. And then focus. Focus on what He told you to do, kind of like what He told Joshua in Joshua 1:8. He told him to meditate on the word and that word should not depart out of his mouth, but he need meditate on it day and night. so that you can make your way prosperous and have good success. Because the success is not going to just drop on us. The wealth transfer is just not going to drop on you. Find out what God has for your life. Find out what it is and hang on to it. Be steadfast in it. And it will be an anchor for your souls when the things start falling. Because a lot of times when we see leadership, especially leadership that you've trusted, people that you've looked up to and admired, sometimes it's hard for people. They lose heart when they see these people fall. But God is allowing this for the purpose of letting us realize they're just men and that they're imperfect men. And that all men, regardless of their status in life, regardless if they're in the highest office or the lowest office, regardless of their education, their popularity, their public persona, everybody needs Jesus Christ. And that's why we're exhorted to pray for those in authority so that we can get to our destiny, so that we can also lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We haven't had leadership that have been honest. We've lived in dishonest times. We've lived in delusion. So there have been delusions on the minds and hearts of people and the nations. And it's because we've been looking to man and not looking to God. So what God is doing this hour is he's going to reveal the corruption of the hearts of the men that we've trusted. And you'll find out that there's some who were supposedly doing good, who said they were doing good, they were actually doing evil. And the others that you have told were doing evil, they were actually doing good. So it's going to be interesting as this stuff comes. But as God is saying is, we're not to worry about what God is doing. That's his business. We just want to make sure that our noses are clean and our focus is sure and realize that we have a goal. As he's taking down the giants, we have to go possess the land. That's the easiest way I can put it. Because many of us have promises that God spoke to us. There are things that we should have done that we didn't do. There are things that we were supposed to obtain, buildings, homes, organizations that we were being fought by seven nations, as the Lord told those going to possess the promised land, that were greater than us. These were people that had had the positions. They've had places of authority where they could stop us from going to where we needed to go. They could put roadblocks. They can, for all better, I'm going to say it, Lord, they could send viruses. They could do vaccines. Why? To throw us off course, to distract us from doing what God told us to do. But it's time for us to stay focused because these people are going to fall. The things that they've done are coming to light. As I mentioned before, there is at least one case I know that's been filed in International Criminal Court right now it's we've seen the documentation, but no one's really covering it because there are a lot of people that involved, especially in this country. But it's going up to the highest offices and the earth. So if this does work the way God is saying it's going to work, and other people can be coming out of the woodwork, we're going to find out what was behind the smoke screen, and it's ugly. Just what the initial information is, it's not pretty. In fact, it's the word I'm hearing in my spirit, disgusting. It's disgusting. And I think things that are coming out, you're going to find the true intents of the hearts of people out here, and the leadership of the nations and of the health organizations. When all of this stuff comes out, and God has been saying it for a long time, not to put the trust in man, put trust in him. Not a good thing for those who are believers is either way, you still have to have trust in God for what's coming. You're going to have to be able to rely on him totally to be able to get through the disappointments. Some people, it would be devastation for some, but for those who know that this is just God removing the distractions so that we can move on, there'll be gratitude. Not that people have suffered, not that people have been misled, but the fact that the truth is finally being revealed. So thank you, God. And that's what you should understand. Wherever God moves, the spirit of truth goes. Truth unveils itself wherever God's spirit goes. And when his glory comes, truth is exposed. It's naked. It's ugly. On one side, other side is beauty. God's going to be uncovering who he is. Uncovering beautiful things in the earth for his people. There's going to be lots of, I'm seeing it by my spirit, inventions, new products. God is revealing things in this realm of the spirit for his people that are going to be monetized to bring wealth into the kingdom. He's going to be showing us where the treasures of darkness are. some of the things that have been hidden by the enemy, but other things that have been undisclosed by God until now. So there's things he's reserving for the Latter-day Saints, and I guess that's us, not to be confused with the organization, but those of us who are in the end times, which is the latter church, as opposed to the early church, that is raising up not only a church, but a kingdom. So God is tearing down the seven mountains as they exist, and he's raising his people up to take the lead. For us to be kings and priests in this life, that's what he's doing, raising his people to the forefront. So it's going to be a glorious time for the kingdom as God sets down some and raises up others. And some are not going to be set down. Some will be pulled down. Some will be dropped down dead. Others may be paralyzed. I've seen it in my spirit. This is going to be an ugly time. So not to be shocked, but to know that this is how it is when the glory of God moves by us. And he's going to be not just coming for a season, he's coming for good, to prepare for the return of Jesus Christ. And it's like the Lord said, no matter what you see happening in the earth, no matter what the threats are of the enemy, he said this was his grand finale. This is God saying it. This is his grand finale before Jesus Christ comes. So make no mistake about it. The enemy can do whatever he wants to do, but he cannot win because God wrote the script. He called us into this. He is the one that determined our place in history. He created man and he placed us in our bounds and habitations. So he knew who would be here at this time. He knows the players, knows the characters, and he's bringing this thing to a close. So that is what to expect in 2022. As I said, I'm excited because there are things that God has promised that I'm expecting to happen quickly for even my life. Things that have been held back for probably close to 10, 12 years. The Lord is saying, expect those things to turn around quickly. And I would say for those who are staying in faith, to expect the same thing. Don't give up on the promise. If you did, pull it out, repent. Tell God, I'm sorry that I didn't keep the faith, and just know that he that is faithful to call you, he will also do it, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for a wonderful time of following this year in 2021. We look forward to having many more discussions in 2022. And God bless you and keep you. And just know that his promises will be fulfilled for his anointed in 2022. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Happy New Year. Until next time.